WF House presents an unabridged recording of Sunbirds by Mirandi Riwo, narrated by Helen Crevel.
For Meg, mum, reader, critic, raconteur. Prologue. Over the Indian Ocean, 3rd of March, 1942. The young woman has never been so cold in her life. A draught tickles the hairs at the nape of her neck, and she hunches into the scratchy blanket about her shoulders. The seaplane dips for a moment before the pilot pulls it right again, and Mevrouw van Oudijk, crouched next to her, starts moaning, as guttural and grating as a buffalo. The young woman feels an answering cry rise from low in her own stomach, but manages to swallow it down. Mevrouw van Oudijk curls her strong fingers around her forearm and yells, "I don't think we're going to make it, Mevrouw Houseman!" For a moment, the young woman is diverted from the darkness, the plane's tremendous rattling, the fear. How strange it is to hear someone call her that, Mevrouw Houseman. She nudges her handbag with her ankle. The neatly folded letter is tucked inside, given to her by Matthijs as some sort of proof of their union, the proof she needed to escape. She thinks of the suitcase she was forced to leave behind, her clothes, the sandalwood soap, 2 cans of corned beef Cocky insisted she pack. What a waste. If she'd known, she could have left her things with Cocky. How much the cook would have appreciated the batik from Cherubon, the dress with the Belgian lace trim. But she's not even sure she'll ever sit in the kitchen with Cocky again, and it's as though a pearl stitch threads her chest tight, reminding her of the vest she's halfway through knitting, now abandoned in her baggage. She wishes she had the needles, the wool, with her now, if only to keep her fingers warm. At least she let her luggage go with decorum, though, unlike Mevrouw van Oudijk, who tried to cling to her trunk and baskets as they bundled her onto the first flight in Bobatueg. "No room, no room," they shouted at the older woman, tossing the bags out onto the tarmac. Only the young mother, Ava, a senior civil servant's wife, seated behind them, her infant wrapped in meters of lace shawl and a batik slendang, was allowed to bring a small bag, which held provisions for her baby. Apart from the 3 women, the seaplane holds 7 servicemen, the aircraft mechanic, 2 student pilots, and the pilot, Captain Ross.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?